The FOB. Model prisoners. I am very impressed with the article by Jeff Stauffer, March. I was not aware these programs existed. We all make mistakes, some criminal, some not. I wish the best to all prisoners who are Legionnaires. Delmer Morris, Broadway, Virginia. Around Christmas of last year, I sent a letter to Joshua Birchfield, American Legion Post 505 at Westville Correctional Facility in Westville, Indiana. I wanted to congratulate the post on achieving 167% in new and renewed memberships, and to just reach out and let them know that as fellow veterans, they are not forgotten. I got a letter back thanking me and inviting me to visit. I plan to go as soon as my paperwork is complete. Like Post 201 in Idaho, Post 505's members also do crocheting. I look forward to learning more about what they are doing and how we at Hammond Gray American Legion Post 83 in LaPorte, Indiana, can support them. Susan Levenhagen, Post 83 Adjutant. Geopolitical Geometry. Thank you for the insightful article by Alan W. Dowd, March. I was surprised, however, that he did not mention the India-Russia Mutual Defense Agreement and India's participation in last September's war games with Russia and China. I would think these recent activities would preclude sharing much of the intelligence depicted in the article, as well as stop the addition of India to the Five Eyes Agreement. Is the Quad in danger? Gail B. Olison, Lee's Summit, Missouri. Honor for Royce Williams. Royce Williams, the Korean War fighter pilot who shot down four MiGs in one day, has waited all these years to be awarded a Medal of Honor, FOB, March. Because of politics, our warriors are denied for years their deserved recognition. I've seen it for Vietnam vets as well. Credit for participation in battles, conflicts, or locations denied because the event was off the record. Whether our warriors flew over Korea, ventured into Cambodia, or participated at any of the many touchy locations, the soldier, sailor, airman, or marine gets the short end of the deal. Richard Engebretson, Jr., Barnegat, New Jersey. Instead of writing retired Navy Lieutenant Royce Williams, how about then Navy Lieutenant Royce Williams, since he didn't retire as a lieutenant? Captain Williams had a storied career. Gregory Adenolfi, Westminster, Maryland. Improving travel reimbursement. I am grateful the Legion's National Executive Committee passed a resolution regarding travel reimbursement, FOB, March. The new site is cumbersome and requires far too many steps. Typically, I am treated at the Vieira Clinic in Melbourne, Florida, for routine matters, and the Lake Nona facility in Orlando for more specialized care. Juggling the BTSSS system is extremely frustrating. The old kiosks were simple, intuitive, and convenient. There are numerous mapping apps that can help navigate our changing landscape. I have some experience with IT professionals and know that systems must be thoroughly tested with novice users before being deployed for general use, and that alternative access methods are critical for a successful outcome. Thomas McFarland, Merritt Island, Florida. The American Legion magazine welcomes your opinions. Include your hometown and a daytime phone number for verification. All letters published are subject to editing. Due to the volume of mail received, not every letter can be acknowledged. The American Legion magazine, P.O. Box 1055, Indianapolis, Indiana 46206. Magazine at legion.org. 5,400 American Legion grave markers purchased from emblem sales in 2022. Sales of bronze American Legion markers date back at least a century, with the American Legion Weekly calling them a dignified and fitting memorial. In the April 22, 1921 issue, National Adjutant Lemuel Bolus wrote, Too much stress and emphasis cannot be placed on the importance of each Legion post throughout the country rendering due tribute to its deceased members on Memorial Day. A veteran himself, having served in the Army in World War II, President Reagan honored veterans of all campaigns. John Lenny of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, on the rechristening of American Legion Post 283 in Pacific Palisades, California, on January 28th. The event had a street fair atmosphere with food, vintage military trucks, and USC and UCLA parade units. A full renovation accompanied the post's renaming for the 40th president, an effort led by Eric Measles, a 30-year member and chairman of the Legion's National Veterans Education, Other Benefits, and Homelessness Committee. Reagan was an active member and supporter of the Legion, he said. This is an opportunity I don't want to see pass by. Read more about Post 283 and its makeover. Legion.org/honor. The Playlist, American Legion videos you don't want to miss. A Vietnam CB remembers. Kansas Legionnaire David Warnken shares his recollections from two combat tours and a lifelong vow to never forget Navy Chief Donald J. Barnes. In Flanders Field, actor and Legionnaire James McEachin delivers a stirring onstage recitation of the iconic poem of military sacrifice. Visit legion.org/magazine/videos or subscribe to the American Legion's YouTube channel to see, show, and share other American Legion videos. National Welcome Home event honors Vietnam War veterans. The American Legion is participating in Welcome Home, a special event honoring Vietnam War veterans and their families 50 years after the war. Veterans of any war era, their families, and civilians are encouraged to attend the event, which will be May 11th to the 13th on the National Mall in Washington. Camp Legacy will be the hub for activity related to illustrating the service and sacrifice made by Vietnam veterans and their families. There will be formal ceremonies, interactive engagements, museum exhibits, nightly concerts at sundown, and more. American Legion representatives will be on hand to thank Vietnam veterans, answer questions, and provide resources. VietnamWar50th.com. Whereas, honoring past national commanders after they have transferred to Post Everlasting is a fitting tribute and pays homage to the courage and commitment they displayed in leading the American Legion, as well as the value they brought to the nation. Past national commanders are immortalized in the proud history of the organization, and dignified care of their final resting places is a respectful recognition of their lasting legacies. These Legionnaires have dedicated many years of their lives to promote the principles of the American Legion under the four pillars. Many of our national commanders not only made an impact within the American Legion, but within their own communities, states, and the nation. 11 past national commanders are currently buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Many of our American Legion posts and departments annually pay tribute to those who came before us. It is our responsibility to not only preserve the memories and incidents of our associations in all wars, but to honor and remember those who came before us as well. Be it resolved that the Internal Affairs Commission shall maintain a record of the resting places of the American Legion past national commanders and share said locations with the department to which each past national commander belonged. That departments and posts are encouraged to honor those past national commanders' gravesites, to remember them and pass on their legacy to future American Legion family members, veterans, and the general public. Past American Legion National Executive Committee, May 4th and 5th, 2022. Legionnaire leads after-action conversations with veterans. In January, PBS's South Carolina Educational Television debuted After Action by Stacy Pearsall, a retired Air Force combat photographer and member of American Legion Post 166 in Goose Creek, South Carolina. As the show's host, Pearsall seeks to demystify the military experience, highlighting the experiences of 21 veterans from across the country in candid conversations about their lives before, during, and after service. "Wherever the conversation goes, it goes," she says, noting that veterans don't always have these types of talks with family members. After Action is trying to achieve a more open dialogue, explaining why we are the way we are. After an injury during her second deployment to Iraq in 2007, Pearsall faced a long recovery. Believing service members need a continuation of service, she started the Veterans Portrait Project at her local VA hospital, which grew to include photos and stories of some 8,500 veterans in all 50 states. Pearsall is pursuing sponsorship for a second season of After Action. Season 1 episodes can be streamed at pbs.org/show/after-action or Amazon. The show's website, afteractionshow.org, includes resources for veterans. Listen to or watch Pearsall's interview with the Legion's Tango Alpha Lima podcast, legion.org/Tango Alpha Lima. Not your typical yoga class. AC/DC songs help pump energy into regular fitness events at American Legion Post 34 in Cave Creek, Arizona, where instead of yoga poses, participants perform movements like Touchdown and Diamond Cutter. Geared to old gray-haired guys covered in tattoos riding Harleys who never would be caught dead doing yoga, the classes are led by Scott French, a disabled Army veteran, former martial arts instructor, and Post 34 member. Years ago, French's doctors recommended spinal fusion surgery and a knee replacement. "I found myself in a state of depression with a busted back," he says. "I was also going to VA for 4 hours a week for counseling and rehab." Then French was introduced to DDP yoga, DDPY, developed by former pro wrestler Diamond Dallas Page Falkenberg Jr. French lost 40 pounds and was able to rebuild his core to support his lumbar, avoiding surgery. French started leading DDPY classes at Post 34 about 4 years ago. When he heard about the Legion's Be the One initiative, he saw an opportunity to dedicate a week in March, combining the classes with an emphasis on mental health. Warrior's Purpose, a subset of DDPY, has the same purpose as Be the One, reducing veteran suicide and removing the stigma of seeking mental health treatment. "It's important to talk about mental health, especially during these times," French says. At Post 34's DDPY events, a table was set up to provide participants with information, resources, and an introduction to the Be the One initiative. Learn more about DDPY and its discounted rate for veterans at ddpyoga.com. Henry Howard. 10,597. Participants in American Legion Boy State programs nationwide in 2022. Post Pipe Band to Normandy. The Amityville, New York American Legion Pipe Band will serve as lead pipe band and official U.S. representative at next month's D-Day commemoration in Normandy. The band will perform at wreath-laying ceremonies at Brittany and Omaha Beach cemeteries and parade services at Saint-Mère Église. The group is tentatively scheduled for an event in Paris as well. Drum Major Jim Gilchrist is a Vietnam War Air Force veteran and member of American Legion Post 1066 in Massapequa, where the pipe band is based. It retains the name of its hometown, nearby Amityville, where it was founded by World War II veterans at Post 1015 in 1952. The band is open to all, Gilchrist says. Anyone who wants to play, we'll teach them. For Gilchrist, the trip to Normandy has special significance. His father was a medic who went ashore with the first wave of troops on D-Day. He walked out of the landing craft into 10 feet of water and had to cut away his medical equipment to not be pulled under. Follow the Amityville Highland Pipe Band's D-Day trip on its Facebook page. Laura Edwards.